Yesterday, the Minnesota Department of Health released a press release to the effect that as of Tuesday the 19th, some Minnesotans are eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccine and will be able to sign up for appointments at one of the state's 9 community vaccination pilot clinics through a new website and call center that was launched yesterday by the state. The clinics will initially serve adults age 65 and older, pre-kindergarten through grade 12 educators, staff, and child care workers. And the state says that because this is a limited pilot program, vaccine demand is certain to outpace available doses at this time, and there will be a limited number of appointments available. Minnesotans are encouraged to remain patient as the state waits for more vaccine doses from the federal government. As Minnesota Commissioner of Health Jan Malcolm said, every shot in the arm is another step toward ending this pandemic, and these clinics will help us meet the goal of getting millions of Minnesotans vaccinated as quickly and as safely as possible. To be clear, she said, we do not have enough vaccine for everyone who wants one. Appointment slots will fill very quickly, and most Minnesotans will need to be patient as we wait for more vaccine to arrive in the state. To that end, I contacted Lake County Public Health Nurse Sarah Preston for the view from her chair at the county as they try to plan to get vaccine out to regular citizens in all tiers, 1A, 1B, 1C, Tier 2, all of the people that need to be vaccinated eventually. And this is a report as of yesterday from Sarah. She notes that the pilot sites announced on Tuesday are a test run for the Department of Health's mass vaccination clinics for when there are large amounts of vaccine available and large numbers to vaccinate. Sarah said that at this point, the number of doses available at those sites is relatively small and allocated for the newest priority groups, those 65 and older, childcare workers, and educators, i.e. teachers, yes. Public Health doesn't know why Mountain Iron was chosen as the site in our area, except that due to its central location, proximity to some large population centers, and having an armory building, it's where Department of Health chose for the Northeast Region pilot site. Unfortunately, the phone line that people were directed to call to register for vaccination crashed shortly after it was opened on Tuesday due to the volume of incoming calls. And no doubt that was very frustrating for those trying to call. And from a public health perspective, however, as odd as it sounds, that was a positive thing because it means people are wanting to be vaccinated. And there have been concerns up to now that public health wasn't anticipating that uptake, the willingness to receive COVID vaccine. They didn't know it would be as great as it was. But the difficult truth of the pandemic is that we won't be achieving herd immunity without the vast majority of us, at least 60%, many say 70%, being vaccinated. Or the only other way to achieve herd immunity would be for the same percentage to become ill with the virus. And of course, no one wants that due to the health and real-life consequences of how the virus will be ravaging people and leaving lasting health effects. So at this point, school districts are being allocated very small numbers of vaccine for their staff. In fact, 9 doses for the Lake Superior School District. Lake County Public Health does not know how those will be allocated. It's up to the district with guidance from the State Department of Health, and maybe from Lake County Public Health as well. But the intent is that districts will send their staff selected for these limited vaccines to the pilot site. That's Mountain Iron in our area. Lake County Public Health has not received any new first doses of vaccine this week, and they don't know when they might have the opportunity to order. Their goal when they do receive more vaccine is to complete vaccination of Phase 1A groups. Lakeview hospitals and clinics will finish vaccinating their staff this week, and the Pharmacy Partnership Program is close to completing their work in Lake County so that staff and residents in the long-term care facilities in our area and the assisted living facilities will have received their first doses of Moderna vaccine. And that is welcome news that many of our most valuable, many of our most vulnerable residents and their caregivers will at least be partially protected. Going forward, Lake County Health, Public Health anticipates moving their clinics to Lakeview to take advantage of the space that allows them to vaccinate more people more quickly. But it will be some time before a vaccine is widely available, and when it is, they will be ready to open clinics following the Department of Health guidance regarding the priority groups, and they will seek to vaccinate as quickly as staff and volunteers allow. Lake County Public Health encourages listeners to check information on their website. That's the Public Health Department under actually Health and Human Services at co.lake.mn.us online. The information is updated regularly as new guidance is provided by the Department of Health and the CDC. And Lake County Public Health is fortunate to have already at least four volunteer vaccinators, along with a group of three public health nurse leads to assist those efforts. They have a volunteer registration person to work with staff to assure that the vaccination process goes smoothly. Lake County Public Health can always use more help from volunteer registration people. So if you're listening and have time to help out in this historic local public health effort, Sarah encourages you to please call 834, that's 218-834-8400. And the coronavirus has, to this point now, taken between 400 and 410,000 of our loved ones from us in the U.S. The death toll, by some estimates, has already pushed 410,000. And there are more than 24.5 million cases. And in Lake County, we've had 637 total confirmed cases, 32 new cases in the past week. That's down a bit from 39 the week before. And the active cases are actually down from 36 the week before to 29 active cases this week. No new hospitalizations this week, and no new deaths since really sometime in mid-December. And the weekly test positivity rate was also down, another important indicator, down to 2.8%, although we don't have information on the rate of testing at this point. So there we have our vaccination and COVID-19 overview for this week.